Hello.
Yes, hey Thomas.
Yes.
So, have you found
I
the
don't know
email?
what happened. The email is as of 17 April. Yesterday. About working on the final files for the book to publish it on the Barnes and Noble and so forth.
No, I'm saying you must have received an email from Ingram Sparks regarding the book cover dimensions.
From Ingram Spark. Okay, let me look and see in their world.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Would that be yesterday or today?
It's going to be at least a week ago. It's going to be on the last week.
Oh.
Just
Okay.
search for Ingram Sparks on your email address. Or if you're having any trouble, so just share the email address and the password with me so I can have a look on my end.
Yeah, I've got it. Thank you for using Ingram Spark cover template tool.
Yep, that. You have that email? Yeah, can you please share it with me over my email address?
Oh, send it to you?
Yep, just forward it
Forward,
on
okay.
my email.
Okay,
It's
tell me what
David.
that is.
Yeah, it's David.Parker.
Okay.
At the rate gnomebookwriting.com.
At
David.Parker at gnomebookwriting.com. GNOME, gnomebookwriting.com.
Okay, David.Parker at gnomebookwriting.com. There it goes. Okay. Writer Cosmos?
Sorry?
Is that you? Writer Cosmos, is that you?
Nope.
No. That's the interloper. Yeah, right. I'm not talking to them. They must know when you and I are talking or something. Why would they call? They haven't called for weeks. Whatever. So you are what, waiting for this email to come?
Yes, that's for the Ingram Sparks cover dimensions. We have to correct the book cover and then re-upload it on Ingram Sparks. And beside
Okay.
this, you must have received an email from Barnes & Noble right now. Can you please check?
Okay. Let me get my stuff arranged by date. I don't have that from Ingram yet. My email takes a little while sometimes.
No, the new email is not from Ingram Sparks. It's from Barnes & Noble.
Oh, right, like you said. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Oh, there it is. Okay, welcome, thank you, et cetera, et cetera. Right-click, download pictures, Barnes & Noble Press. Okay. All right, I have the Barnes & Noble message.
It is to reset the password.
For Barnes & Noble?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it something you and I will have?
So the thing is, we don't have the password for your Barnes & Noble right now. So what we did from our side, we have requested to change the password. So they have sent you an email to change the password. So now what you have to do, you have to open up that email, change the password, and then tell us the new password.
Okay. Now, this is addressed to Chris Atzberger, which is wrong. I mean, my wife doesn't have anything to do with this. It's probably best not to have her name involved in this. But anyway, what should we do about that? Hey?
Yes?
I see. This is addressed to Chris Atzberger, not Tom.
The Barnes
and that
Noble?
Seems to be, yeah.
Just a minute here. Let me confirm with the team. All right, Thomas, so the email address we have here for Barnes & Noble is tatzberger@columbus.rr.com.
Tatzberg, without the ER at the end.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's tatzberg@columbus.rr.com.
Yeah, that's correct email. But for some reason, they are addressing their letters to me as Chris and not Tom. So they need to understand that it's me, I guess. Probably something wrong with my profile that's been registered with them.
Yep, it is. There's nothing wrong with the profile. All we need is the password, since we don't have the password for the Barnes & Noble account. So all you have to do is open up the email from them to change the password. And change the password.
Okay. Let me double check with my list of passwords and see if I have something there already. Okay, now I have a password registered with them already, but we need to change it?
Yep.
Okay. That was March of 2022. Okay, so It's not it. What the heck is it? Oh, okay. Okay, click here. Okay. I have changed it. I've been successful, they say.
Great. Can you please tell me the new password?
All right, it's capital H, everything else, and then everything else is lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
So it is HMB205SNP, Arabic 1. Exclamation mark. You have that?
Just a minute. Thomas, what do you mean by Arabic 1? I didn't get that.
Just another one.
Number 1. All right. So, yeah, let
not,
me repeat.
Not a word.
Yeah, let me repeat it. It's H as in Henry, which is uppercase. Then all
yes.
are going to be lowercase. M as in Mary. B as in
yes.
Bravo.
Yes.
Number 2, number 0, number 5. S as in Sam. N as in Nancy, P as in Peter, number 1, and exclamation mark.
Yes.
I inserted N in there.
Perfect.
I didn't.
Just give me one moment here. Let me ask the team if they are able to log in now. All right. So, Thomas, we are logged into your Barnes & Noble account, and I will be sharing with you the preview links.
Okay.
All right. So, kindly go through the preview links, provide your feedback so we can publish your book on Barnes & Noble.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. That's all for right now. Thank you so much for your time, Thomas. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.